Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. We'll begin two lines from the top. Ma'aser Sheni V'Hekdesh Sheniftu. So continue on. The Mishnah listed the cases where that you are mezamen, and it mentions Ma'aser Sheni V'Hekdesh Sheniftu, which seems to be a davar pashut. Of course, you have if Ma'aser Sheni was redeemed. So if it was redeemed, then you are now allowed to eat it, and it's permitted. So it's like regular food, or hektish, if something was hektish, and it was redeemed, so now it's like chula. So it would be permitted. So what is the chiddush over here? Frag the Gemara pshita, frag the Gemara, ach, v'mayeskin, keep going, shenos en esakar, v'loy nos en esachemish. We're talking where there's a redemption, but it was not a full redemption. It wasn't a redemption with all the halachas. The halacha over here is when you, the owner, when he redeems it, he has to redeem it for the face value, for the keren, for the full value, plus a fifth, which ends up to being a quarter. It's a chaimish. Now, we're talking in the case over here, he redeemed it, he paid the keren, but he didn't pay the chaimish, so it's not a full redemption. Nevertheless, it's not makiv, it's mutter, it's considered food that is mutter and mizamnim. That the chaimish is not ma'akev, it's an obligation, but it's not ma'akev, the redemption. The redemption is still valid even without it. Shamash achol kezayis, or if the servant, the shamash, he ate a kezayis. So if he ate a kezayis, a pshita. So of course, then he ate like anybody else. So of course, you can be mitzarfim for the zimun. You might think that the shamas, that's not called a kviyas. The shamas is serving. He's not sitting. He's eating while he's serving. So he's not sitting together with them at the table. You might think that that's not a kviyas, and therefore you cannot be mitzar from vizim. Kamash malan. So the way Rishonim speak out, kamash malan, since that's the normal way he eats and he serves, that's considered a kviyas. It doesn't mean to say that for others it would be a kviyas, but for him it's considered a kviyas. And if he ate a kezayis, they can be mitzarfim v'zimun. V'akusi mezamen alav, you can also join in a kusi. So there's a machloikis, whether kusi, whether they were geri emes, geri rice, whether they have a din of gerim or not, if they're considered yidin or not. Now, even if you consider them to be geri emes, but they don't keep all the halachas. So, in fact, the Gemara Amai, lo yeh amaretz. You shouldn't consider him no better than amaretz. V'tanya, im nezamen al amaretz. You cannot join together an amaretz for zimun. Now, Taisus points out that that was in those times that they did not join together. Talmud Chacham and amaretz was not, they didn't have mezum together. They were not mitzar from v'zimun. In later times, however, so as not to be merachik, the amaratzim, and so that they should not be pirish, it was instituted that we are mezamen forms. But this is talking originally. So why is a kusi better than a Yisrael Amaretz? Amayamar b'kusi chaver. We happen to be talking in the case of the Mishnah where it's a kusi who happens to be a Talmud Chacham. Rav Amar, he says, afilo teme kusi amaretz, even if it's a kusi, it's amaretz. V'achaba amaretz, the Rabban. What is the definition of an aretz? Our Tana is going, is defining an amaretz like the sheet of the Rabbanan. The Poligaleh, the Ramer Eskina, who argues Ramer. So what is that definition? It's more, and bring down the Brisa, the definition is someone who's not careful to be mafresh, trumas, and meisers. Now the Kusi, they were careful. So in this regard, he's not considered an amaretz, and therefore he can be mezamen with him. Desanye zeu amaretz. What's the definition of aretz? Called she'ino eichel chula betara de Ramer. Ramer says, if he's not machmer on himself to eat chulin betara, a chulin can be eaten with in tuma. It doesn't have kedusha. But Talmid Chachamim were very careful, so it was not to be have tuma with truma and kachim. Even their chulin, they ate betahara. So if a person does not adopt that chumah, that stringency, he's not considered a Talmud Chacham. He's considered an amar. That's what Ramir says. But however, Chachamim, I'm in Kol Shein Ma'aser Pei Reis Keroi. They say no. The definition is if he's not careful in being mafresh the ma'asers, the hani kusoi. And however, these kusoi masuri masker chazei, they are mafresh properly, appropriately. To be mindik sibir reisim is a zahiri because they're very careful on Teresh Biksav. They didn't accept by the Chachamim, the drashas of the Chachamim, Torah Shebaal Peh. But Torah Shebiksav, they are careful, and Hafrashas Maisers is written Befeirush in the Torah. So they were careful with that, they're not considered an Amaretz in that regard, and therefore our Tana holds Mezamnim. Whatever they kept, those things that they kept are even more medactic than Yisrael. So in Meisters, they were medactic. Therefore, according to the Shita, you could be mezamen with them. So mentioned this machlokes of what is an amaretz. Now we bring on the brayse of other opinions of how to define an amaretz. Ezo amaretz kol sheina kare krishma amaretz v'shachris. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Elazar says if they don't say krishma in the evening, in the morning. Rabbi Yeshua imer kol sheina menech tefillin. He says if they're not menech tefillin. Ben Azai imer kol sheina lo tzitzis bebigdoi. He doesn't put tzitzis on his baggage. Rabbi Nosson imer kol sheina mezuzah al pischa. He doesn't have mezuzah. Rabbi Nosson bray yosef amer kol sheyesh lo bonim vein megalim talmud. He has children and he doesn't raise them in Talmud Torah. He doesn't educate them in Talmud Torah, send them to schools, to Chadorim Yeshivas. Acherim say, even if he learns Mikra and he learns Mishnah, but if he doesn't learn Gemara, he's like Shimish Talmid Chachamim. In the days before Gemara was recorded, Shimish Talmid Chachamim means he has a discussion with the Talmid Chachamim, with the Rebbeim, to elucidate the Mishnah, to explain the Mishnah, the Talmud, which is what we call Gemara. Nowadays, it means if he doesn't learn Gemara, even if he's a Mikra, and he can be an expert in Mikra and Mishnah, but if he doesn't learn Gemara, he's considered an Amaretz. Amar Rav Huna Aloch Yechirm, he said, that's Aloch. Rami Bar Chama Lo Yasmin Alei the Rabbi Nasha Bar Tachlifa. He did not join Rabbi Nasha Bar Tachlifa in a mezumen, even though the Tana Sifra V'Sifrei VeHelchasa, even though he learned, but he didn't learn Gemara. He was Mishamish Talmid Chachamim. He considered him to be an Amaretz, like the Sheet of Achirim, and he did not join him. He was not Mesarf him for a Zimun. Ki Nach Nafshei the Rami Bar Chama, Rami Chama is Nifter. Rami Rav said Lo Nach Nafshei the Rami Bar Chama Ela Dolei Asmin Arab Menashe Bar Tachlifa, because he did not give him this kavod, he slighted him, and he embarrassed him this way. That's why his life was taken away. Why did he do anything wrong? So apparently he acted properly, because seemingly, the Rabbi Nasha Bar Tachliva was not Mishamish Talmid Chachamim. No, Gemara says Shani Rabbi Nasha Bar Tachliva, the Mishamish Lul Rabbanan, the Rami Bar Chama, who the Loidaka Basrei, he really was Mishamish Talmid Chachamim, and Rabbi Chama was not careful enough to examine it thoroughly. Lishna Achrina, a different Loshan, that in Chanami, that really he was not Mishamish Talmid Chachamim, and in that regard, it was correct. However, he would not be considered to be an Amaretz because the Shamash Maitzim Mipumayd Rabban Vegaris look at Sir Rabban and Dami. Because even though he did not engage in the discussions with the Rabban and in the base matter, so in that regard, he was not Mishamish Talmid Chachamim, but he accepted their explanations of the Mishnah and the Maskonah's explanations of the Mishnah Alpi, their Masu Matan, Alpi, their Maskonah's of the Gemara. And therefore, he should be considered in this regard a Tzurva Mid Rabbanan, a young Talmid Chacham. Now, the Mishnah says, however, if a person ate Tevel, if he ate Tevel and Maisa Rishisho Loinit Lamasa, then you cannot be Mezamin with him. Fregdemar Tevel Pshita, Tevel Pshita, it's Macholos Asuras. It's Macholos Asuras. So, it's not Mevarach, it's Menatz. That's a double portion. Why does the Tana have to tell me that? Then Yeshua speaks out even more that it's Pshita, because if you told me that Demai you can, well, it's only because it's Demai, but it would be Tevel, obviously you can't. So it's Pshita, Gemara answers, like Sriacha, but Tevel Tomei the Rabban. We're not talking about Tevel Deraisa. Tevel Deraisa in a Chanami would be a double portion. We're talking where, really, min ha-tayra, you do not have to be mafish the maises. Hey, chidami, what's the case? It was planted in a flower pot that was not perforated. It doesn't have a hole. It's not considered growing from the ground. If it's not considered growing from the ground, min ha-tayra, there's no chiyav to be mafish maises. It's mid rabbanan. Nevertheless, even though it's not mid raisa, you cannot be mazanah with this. And maiserishan, if it's maiserishan, where we're not mafish, The truma, well, of course, if you're not mafresh the truma, it's machalos asuras. You cannot be mezamen. You cannot join with the zimun. Frak dimor pshita. Dimor answers leitzrich hakigoyin shekdim bekri. We're talking a case where hakdimah bekri. It was already processed. The grain was processed. The owner, the balabais, was not mafresh truma. He did not mafresh the truma, and he instead was gave the mafresh, the maaser rishon, to the levi. So the levi had the maaser rishon, and truma was not yet separated. Now over here, we don't say, like we mentioned before, over here we don't say that the levi only has to be mafresh, the truma's maaser, and not truma. In this case, he does have an obligation to be mafresh the truma. That he might have said, well, what's the difference between this case and the case where it's not processed, where it's the gidulin, where it's the givoilin, where over there we say the levi does not have to be mafresh the truma. And even if he's not mafresh the truma gedola, you can be mezamin. You might have said, well, what's the difference? Kamashim lan kedushana, like that we answered, no, this is idgin. This has already been processed. It's called dogen, it's called grain, and therefore the truma gedola must be separated. So even if the levi got the maaser rishon and truma gedola had not been separated, there still is an obligation, and you cannot join with the zimun machalos asuras, and you cannot join this person with a zimun. Maaser sheni says a maaser sheni that you were not poided. Well, if you're not poided, then it's also to eat it. You cannot eat the maaser sheni outside of Yerushalayim without redeeming it, without being poided. So of course you cannot be mezamin. Pshita gemara answers letzricha shenifta. We're not talking that it was not redeemed at all. It was redeemed, but however lo nifta kilchosan, but it was not done properly. Maaser sheni ki goin shapar lagabe yisima, and maaser sheni, it's talking where it was redeemed, but not with a minted coin. It was redeemed with a coin, but was not minted. So it was with a ingot or a slug, but it was not a minted coin. So it had value, but it was not considered a currency. We learn you bundle up the kesef, but it says v'tzarta, which also we darshan kesef sheish alav tzura. It has to have a tzura. It has to be minted. It has to have engraved on it, the like a coin, the figure of a whatever it is, the monarch, etc. It has to be a minted coin. So we're talking, yes, there was a redemption, but since it was not with kesef tzura, it's not a proper redemption, and therefore there is no zimun. Hektish, similarly, hektish shechilalo, there was a redemption, but not a proper redemption. Shechilalo gabi karka, v'loy pada b'kesef, it was redeemed with land, had value, but not kezrachman omer v'nosana kesef v'kamla, and it says that it has to be kesef v'kamla, it has to be dafka with money and movable currency, with but not with karka. But shamash because the servant, the waiter, the shamash that ate less than a kazais. Well, of course, pshita, of course, if it's less than a kazais, there's no zimun. It's not called a chila. There's no chiyuv of benching. It's not zimun pshita. The more answers, this is really, it's really self-evident. But Aidi, the Tana Resha Kazayas, Tana Seifa, Pachas Mekazayas, just for consistency, the Tana said in the Resha Kazayas, he contrasts this case with less than a Kazayas. V'hanachri emezamunla, and with a goy, with a nachri, there's no same infecting more pshita. Of course, there's no benching. He has no chiyuv of benching. More answers, Hachamayaskin, and Beger Shemov, v'loy tova. We're talking about a ger. It's not talking about a nachri, a complete nachri. There was a partial geris. It was a ger who was mal, he had mila, but not tvila. He has not completed a complete ger until he has both. Unless he does that, he's considered to be a nachri. And therefore, we're talking, the chiddush is that this is also called a nachri, and there's no chiyuv benching, there's no zimun. He also cannot join for zimun for women and children and avodim. Oma Rav Yosi katan amutal baris mezamen avod. A katan that's mutal is a cradle, a young katan. You could be mezamen. Fracting more, what do you mean you could be mezamen? V'hatanan noshim v'avanim katanim ain mezamen. We say you can't be mezamen. The Amar Kavi Shubin Levi, the Amar Shubin Levi, Afal Pishamar Katana Mutobarisa in Mizamana Love, even though it's true, we said that a young child was in a cradle, you cannot join for Zimun. However, that's only a Zimun for three. But if it's to join him, the 10th person for a minion of 10, then you could join him. For three, you can't, but for 10, you can. Well, similarly, he said, if you have 9 and the 10th is an Eved, and even though the Eved can't be the third person, but he can be the 10th person. He came to shul, he didn't find 10 people for a minyan. He set his Eved Knani free, he was a Meshachar Rav Rav Yishlim Elasor, and that made up the 10th person, Shichrin. So practically Gemara, Shichrin Loi Shichrin Loi. You see, he had to free him, that you can't just make him the 10th man, and Eved a 10th man, he had to set him free. Gemara says, no, Trei Yitzrich, there was only 8 people. So if it would be the 10th, he would not have to send them free, but they needed 2 people. So Shichrin Chad V'Nofim B'Chad. So he was Meshachar 1, now they had 9, and the 10th one, he did not have to be Meshachar. The Eved could be the 10th person, but they needed 2 people, so 1, he had to be Meshachar. So now the Gemara asks, well, how could he do that? Side question, you're not allowed to free a slave. If a person frees an Eved Kanani, he's Oiver on an essay. You have to subjugate, they have to be in your service. You can't set them free. The Gemara says, "Dvar mitzvah shiny." Yeah, but here was for a mitzvah. For a mitzvah, it's mutar. For the Gemara, what do you mean, mitzvah baba vera? It's a mitzvah baba vera. He's doing the mitzvah for the minion, and it's through an avera of setting the eved free. Gemara says, "Mitzvah the rabbim shiny." Mitzvah and the rabbim, it's different if it's a mitzvah the rabbim. Here it was to the benefit of everybody that they had a minion. And the question arises is that it's a mitzvah derabim, so how does this work over here? Why is this not mitzvah b'avera? Furthermore, the mitzvah that's in question over here is a mitzvah in question is a mitzvah of minyan, which is the rabbanan, that you need 10 people for a minyan is the rabbanan. Freeing the slave, the iser of freeing the slave is the raisa. So the Rosh learns is that there is no iser, even a mitzvah derabbanan, a mitzvah derabim outweighs a private iser. So over here, it's doiche, and therefore it is mutter. Others learn the Bach, there's an arichas over here of the Bach. Others learn, and the Chassam Sofer explains, others learn that it's not a question of a mitzvah derabim being doiche, the iser of the yachid. The issue over here is that the le'olam bem tavoido, the iser of freeing a slave, applies only if the slave is being freed for no ultimate purpose. If the purpose is a mitzvah derabim, then the iser doesn't apply. So this would not be the same case in other isurim. Here, the Torah says le'olam bem tavoido, you're supposed to have the slave work for you. But that's only, the reason is that because the slave, that's the purpose of the slave and that's where he belongs. But if there's going to be a mitzvah derabim, then the iser of lo'ilam bam tavoida doesn't apply because it's not for a no reason or for an equal reason. It's for a greater cause. It's for a greater cause. Then the Torah doesn't mandate that you have to work the slave because there's a greater benefit by having the slave free. So the Isser doesn't even apply. Another memra of Yeshua ben Levi, Bamar of Yeshua ben Levi, loyal of Yashkimar of Lebesa Knesses, Kadesh Yiske, Vyimne, Imasar, Rishayim. A person should always get up early and he should be from the first 10 that come to the shul. So we're talking about a minyan, etc. It's a big inyan to be from the first 10. Even if 100 people come later, he gets the schar of all of them. You mean the reward of all of them? They give him the schar corresponding to the schar that all they get. His schar is equal to all of their schar. This inyan to come early to a minyan, meaning even if he's coming on time, but there still is an inyan and very choshuva and schar, great schar reward to be from the first 10.